Kiddushin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Kolosim mitzvah achas. Whoever does one mitzvah, mitivin lo, umarichin lo yamov, v'noichel es ha'aretz. He is treated well. His days are lengthened. The Rav says, we mean here, olam haba, v'noichel es ha'aretz, which is Eretz Achaim. It's also mashma olam haba. The Farshim ask, why say both of these? It's really talking about the same thing. So Tes Yantav has a mahalach here. V'chol she'eino osam mitzvah achas. And whoever does not do one mitzvah, where his averus, his avonos, were more than his zechuyos, ein mativin lo ve'ein marichin lo yamav, they're not made to him, and they're not, and he doesn't get arichus yamim, meaning he doesn't get olam haba, ve'einu nochel es ha'aretz, in the Eretz Achaim. The Rav says that here he had more averus than zechuyos, and he didn't do this mitzvah to at least make it 50-50. If he made it 50-50, it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would help him and be mate the mid of chesed, the zchus. But here he's below that, and he didn't get to mechze zakai mechze chayiv. Kol sheyeshna b'mikra uv'mishna v'derech eretz. Whoever has mikra, mishna, and derech eretz. First soul explains mikra is emuna, mishna is learning, is knowledge of the Torah, and derech eretz is midos. Lo b'meiru chote. He won't sin so quickly. Shenemar v'chutam shul shlo b'meiru yinosek. That this triple cord won't be severed quickly. It'll be strong and last. And whoever does not have any of these three, he has none of them. He doesn't help society, and he's a Moshe of Leitzim, and like the Rav says, he's Pasul Min HaEdus.